Amazon has a long wish list for the site of its second headquarters. On it is a big city with diverse transportation options, including bike lanes. From KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Mariana Dill reports that cities like Tempe want to be competitive in that department, but even changing one road has led to years of controversy.
Five shiny glass buildings house more than 6,000 State Farm employees on the southern shore of Tempe Town Lake. The weather, nearby ASU, and transportation were all factors the insurance giant considered when it made Tempe one of three regional hubs, says spokeswoman Naomi Johnson.
We were drawn to this area because we wanted to attract and retain talented employees, because that's the best way we can provide excellent service to our customers.
In an increasingly competitive market, employees' needs and desires drive decisions such as where to locate. Greg Meyer is a senior director with global real estate firm Cushman & Wakefield.
What we've seen in the last 10 years is the power switch to the employees. So now the locations of office buildings are typically closer to the employee than the head decision maker.
And for cities that fit the bill, there can be a big payoff. For example, Amazon says it will create up to 50,000 new jobs at its second headquarters. Mayer says Tempe is one of the hottest commercial real estate markets in the valley.
There's a lot of restaurants, nightlife. There's a lot of affordable, close housing, access to major retail centers, access to freeway systems, light rail stops.
Those last two, freeways and light rail stops, are key to commuting. But what Tempe hopes to be known for is its bikeability. The city's general plan, basically the outline of what it hopes to accomplish by 2040, mentions bikes and bicycles almost three times more often than cars or vehicles.
It kind of calls out the idea of moving people as opposed to moving vehicles.
Julian Dressing is a Tempe traffic engineer. He says the city has about 175 miles of bikeways right now, and no project has drawn quite so much praise and outrage as McClintock Drive.
We have more people, more congestion.
Every morning, I sit in a gridlock.
Those who bike are equally as valuable as residents.
McClintock Drive bicycle lanes are one of the few places where I really feel safe riding.
That was Ed Hooten, Mary Lambert, Zoe Stein, and Patrick Gilberry at a public meeting last month. The part of McClintock Drive they're so concerned about is a three-mile stretch that was repaved in 2015. The city took a third car lane on some southbound sections to make room for a buffered bike lane. They'd thinned roads before, but the response was unprecedented.
I think that we got so much feedback because it really changed people's lives. And so people get comfortable with what they're used to.
Dressing is one of several city staffers that spent the last 2 years trying to come up with a compromise after reading hundreds of public comments. The city council gave the go-ahead to keep the bike lane and add back a southbound car lane from Apache to Baseline. It'll cost $3.6 million, more than double the cost to repave the road in the first place.
It's easy to, in a plan, say that people are interested in reducing travel lanes and adding bicycle lanes, but when it actually happens in people's backyards and it impacts their life directly, then I think it kind of changes the conversation.
Right now, Tempe has no plans to trade more car lanes for bike lanes. Anecdotally, there's proof newcomers are grateful for the city's efforts to build up bikeways.
One of the appeal for moving here was actually the ability to just be outside.
At State Farm, IT analyst Leanne Steidinger says the opportunity to ride her bike was one reason she was excited to move from Illinois to Tempe.
I always feel, even though it might take me a little longer to ride my bike to work versus drive, I'm a lot more relaxed. I'm a lot more energized, ready to start the day, just because I've gotten a little exercise and I'm outside.
Steidinger says she feels like she has options. She can get safely from one place to another, whether it's on four wheels or two. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.